Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin reached new heights amid US tariff tensions, triggering over $500 million in liquidations and sparking a 30% plus rebound in meme coins and DeFi tokens. Ethereum also climbed back above $2,700 as ETF cash inflows topped $4.5 billion. These moves set the tone for rallies and caution across the crypto ecosystem. Bitcoin soared to the $112,000 on July 9th before settling near current levels. Shorts bore the brunt, accounting for nearly 88% of liquidations and wiping out $280 million in bearish bets in an hour. The Coinbase premium signaled strong US buying pressure, peaking above $80 on exchange price spreads. Meme coins like Popcat and Pup Penguins saw double-digit gains, while DeFi names such as Euler and Compound jumped on governance updates and whale accumulation, uncovering fresh opportunities like finding and secret block Super Mario Bros. Ethereum regained its footing with a 4% daily rise tied to spot ETF appetite. Long-to-short ratios fell to parity for the first time in 2 years, and cumulative inflows into BlackRock and Fidelity offerings led the inflows. Experts from CF Benchmarks foresee up to $10 billion more in spot ETF flows, while staking enablement could draw another $5 to $7 billion. On Solana, the Rex Osprey staking ETF doubled cumulative inflows to $41 million in its first week, though that represents just a fraction of the token's market cap. Competition heats up as Franklin Templeton, VanEck, and Grayscale await SEC approval for their own spot proposals. Regulatory debate reached Capitol Hill, where senators questioned the proposed Clarity Act. Concerns spanned self-regulation pitfalls and tokenization loopholes, with calls to guard anti-money laundering rules and maintain SEC oversight. In related news, El Salvador's president mocked Democrats' probe of his Bitcoin policies, underscoring political crosscurrents around crypto adoption. Institutional and corporate moves included BitGit launching tokenized equity trading via X stocks for Tesla and Apple shares, and Circle's USDC gaining support from Ant Group ahead of stablecoin Clarity under the new Genius Act. Australia's Project Acacia began trials for tokenized assets using central bank digital currency rails, drawing both praise and warnings about centralized control. On-chain security and recovery stories highlighted a $40 million exploit on GMX's V1 platform, and Greece reclaiming stolen Ethereum from last winter's Bybit hack using Chainalysis tools. Meanwhile, Pencil Finance deployed $1 million for student loans in the Philippines and Indonesia, showcasing real-world asset tokenization despite high yields. Corporate Treasury News featured Thumbs Up evaluating Dogecoin Solana XRP and USDC purchases after a $6.5 million raise, even as its shares dipped. Emirates Airline and Crypto.com announced a 2026 rollout of crypto payments, extending the digital payment wave into travel. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.